Welcome back to Rural Queensland Today on the Resonate Broadcast Network. You're with Ben Dobbin, and so much to get through this morning, but a great story out of Longreach. 6 months ago, the Longreach Veterinary Clinic was on its knees. They were almost done. The business was for sale. It was almost done. Well, step in. He's a local but also an entrepreneur, James Walker, who joins us this morning. James, good morning, mate. Great to have you on Rural Queensland Today. And I am a little shocked because we're talking about a veterinary clinic to start off with, which probably, I suspect, never was in your real wheelhouse.
No, absolutely not, Dobbo. Good morning. And, hello to all the listeners. We, mate, absolutely never thought I'd be, stepping into a business like this, but it was going to shut. Great service for the area and vital. So we thought we've got to give it a go. So we got in there, got in the ring, and we've been punching ever since. And mate, it's been a enjoyable but challenging journey. So we've got it back up, and we've got three vets in there now that are really doing a great job. I'm sitting at the turn off this morning, just delivering an LLIS reader to a bloke getting out to preg test 800 cows this morning. So it's going well, mate.
Mate, you love Longreach. Let's be honest; it's a big part of your DNA. And the name Walker, surname there, it's iconic with the Central West. But what you've done is you want to see this town grow again, and to go and take on a veterinary clinic and get in and purchase this. How did you go about attracting vets there? Because it's my understanding that there was no vets left. It was done. It was almost shut the door situation when you stepped in.
Well, absolutely. We started off with zero vets. The vet that we had there when we started was leaving 3 days after we bought it. And I just had to plead to say, stick around. And we were so grateful. She's a saviour to us. But, mate, I knew when I stepped in, it'd be all about recruitment and retention and just maintaining, you know, sort of a culture in the business. And so, I tagged the line, come and visit Longreach, because there's such a shortage of vets out there. It's the equivalent of Noosa in the outback. So it seemed to resonate a little bit, cut the ice and we started to get a bit of interest and it's sort of slowly grown from there. Now we're sort of expanding out. We're back into large animals. So we're doing a lot of preg testing and bull testing, a lot of horse work. We've got some pretty talented vets there that have done a lot in the scenic rim with equine services and large animals. So, mate, we're trying to expand the offering into, I suppose, getting into repro work for horses and potentially for bulls and semen down the track. So we've changed the logo, we've changed the vibe down there, and we're starting to get a bit of a going, but it wasn't looking good at the start anyway, Dobbo.
It's been a journey for you guys because in a lot of ways, and step us through it, I think it's phenomenal, and I think the people of Longreach and surrounding areas, whether they love you or don't, they tip their hat because of what you do and how much you give back. And the fact is that you are absolutely 100% committed to making sure that Longreach and the surrounding areas prosper. And remains true to what it is, and rightly so. But when you take this on, I mean, it's a starting point, but it just goes to show that there is another way. We don't have to shut the doors on everything. People want to support local. They want to support the bush. If the services are there, people will support it. And, I mean, you'd have sleepless nights at different stages. But am I right in saying the drought really – I suppose for you and your brother, it really narrowed your focus. The dry years of, hang on, we just can't keep on doing this same thing over and over again and not have some outside income. That probably, once you got there and changed and you see how everybody else lives in the world, well, why couldn't you do it in Longreach?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd encourage, a lot of people get involved in their, local business community and have a look at some businesses like that. It's been so enjoyable, and you can apply all the knowledge you've gained in sort of especially in farming to a local business and give give it a bit of a crack. It's been great though. Like, we've applied new systems, we've got new software in there, we've got a whole bit of sort of new frameworks and things like that you can apply. In agriculture, it's a little bit of a slower sort of feedback loop where you sort of you can apply a you can apply a like a new initiative in the business, and it might take your whole breeding cycle to see the benefits of choosing a new bull, but it's instant in these businesses. So, you know, a post you put up today on Facebook or a meeting you have, you can convert into into business opportunity. So it's been great, but the other option for what we were doing was if we sort of closed up, it was 400 kilometres to Emerald for the closest sort of emergency. So our job is just to look after these, these vets and all these personnel and make sure that they're having a great time getting fulfilled in their career. But more importantly, look after pets and animals out here and get, after the drought, get that production happening again and humming. So if we can help producers get right up there in terms of the fertility of their herds and getting those returns back, that's sort of the aim of what we're trying to do is get this economic growth happening back out here and getting it cracking. But it's great to get coverage from you guys to get the message out there that we're here, we're ready to go, and we've got appetite to help if people don't know we're back at. And a serious, sort of offering.
Fire in it,
Longreach. It's good.
Longreach Veterinary Clinic is open for business to service the community and obviously look at the background and what there's going on. Can I ask you this? At the moment, where's the end point for you? I love this, and we're talking business, we're talking with James Walker, and mate, you no doubt the tall poppy syndrome is everywhere. I get it every day of my life. I'm sure you get it. You're not going to stop, whether or not it's your solar farms and looking for the renewables, or it's when you created AgriHive and you obviously have a real knowledge and wealth of knowledge in the business, whether or not it's your tourism business as well that's prospering, your campsites. What's the big picture? Is it, obviously you're not going to stop now, but there's so much more and so many more things that can happen in the landscape in the Central West.
Absolutely, Dobbo. Yeah, we've got to, there's non-profits to start up like GrowWQ that is going really well. We've got Prue Button at the helm of that now, and she's just driving that so well and getting a lot of interest out here. But mate, I think it's just about creating these growth opportunities out here. There's obviously, in agriculture, we've got this, this massive supply of goats at the moment. So how can we solve that, get that protein to the world? And, there's always opportunities to solve problems out here and just sort of crush it. But I think, in terms of that sort of, that tall poppy stuff, I think that sort of encourages you to get going more if there is any of that. I don't really get much of that. It's sort of pat on the back at the moment for what we're doing here. So it's brilliant, Dobbo. But one thing I did do for the vets that come out here, I just bought a big projector screen for the State of Origin for them. So we're all going to crowd around there. We can't wait to see the Dobbin brothers in about 18 years' time get up.
Oh, I don't know, mate. The way it's going, mate, I don't know what they'll be doing at that stage, but they're 10 weeks old. They're still trucking. They're a long way from putting on a football boot yet. Hey, listen, mate, the Central West has had so much time and seasonally it's been very good this year, but... And your passion. We're talking with James Walker, just obviously recently himself and his brother Dan, obviously have been absolutely at the forefront of trying to turn tourism and business around in that area. And obviously just recently purchasing the Longreach Veterinary Clinic as part of growing forward. They've now got three vets and they are absolutely rolling and it's just not there. So what is Longreach? What is it missing? We talk with so many people out there and I got to be honest with you, I'm disappointed how the whole, it all played out in a lot of ways, with the Ag College, but I mean, government decisions are government decisions, but what is it missing?
Well, I think it was missing that would have just made Longreach just so, it would have just given it, so much flight. That extra sort of influx of people and young people as well, coming through the community. it was extremely disappointing. But you just never know, you know, what's involved in the contracts and the offers and things like
sure.
that. So
sure.
a bit hard to comment on it. But I do think the intent was really good there. I think with a lot of these you know, regional communities, it's all about coordination, like coordinating the opportunities with you know, with local businesses and you know, state national businesses, and just getting that just getting those connections right and converting them. But yeah, you know, we've got Julia Spicer, the chief entrepreneur, out here today, and she's doing a roadshow, and it's been well attended. We were in Winton yesterday, talked to a few people, and that was great. It was well attended. Blackall, I think we didn't quite have that many people there, but the messages are great. Like, you know, there's a lot of support out there, but it's just coordinating those linkages.
Sure.
And I think, you know, in small business, you sort of think there's a bit of a ceiling out here, but there really isn't. When you look at Qantas and how they became a, you know, multinational, you know, billion-dollar empire, it started out here, started in Winton and Longreach. So anything's possible. It's just a matter of backing yourself, I think, and breaking those ceilings and walls down. Certainly, I think anyone that's interested in a sea change, it's no better out here at the moment. We're actually getting hay fever again with all the grass around. So
I can hear it. I can hear it in your voice. Mate, really appreciate you coming on this morning. I understand how busy you are. I think it's phenomenal that a local has taken literally a business on that was almost shutting its doors and turned it around. I know how honest and straight up you are and how committed you are to the community. So congratulations and you know, good things happen to good people. And, you know, hard work pays off. So I really appreciate your time this morning and thank you so much for being with us. And really, we will do everything we can. I understand, you know, to get your businesses known and make sure they're supported because people need to invest back local and that's what's happening. You're committed to Longreach and the Central West and the surrounding areas and it is a very, very great experience to have local operated and owned businesses. It's not outside, it's all local. The money stays local and that's what it's about. Great to chat.
Absolutely, Dobbo. And best to your family, mate. Go Queensland.
Good on you. Thank you, James Walker. This is Rural Queensland Today on the Resonate Broadcast Network with Ben Dobbo.